Coming up on Bear Podcast, Grammy Awards, German Olympic team in gay rainbow colors, and virtual boyfriend. Stay tuned.
Bear Podcast 503.
Hey, all you bears.
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you to him, so I'm going to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do the podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that... funny, cute, white, has two glasses of wine.
Yeah,
he's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine. We really have to.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I am Ray.
And welcome to episode 503. And this is January 28th on a Tuesday.
As we sit here and freeze.
It's so cold, I have to wear my own jacket. I was wearing just a shirt earlier. So
it's not supposed to be this cold in Houston.
No, not at all. Not this cold. Not this for long. It's how many right now? This morning, I had to work from home, and there were ice pellets falling.
Oh my God! There's ice pellets falling. There's ice in Houston. Oh my God!
Oh my God!
Everybody freaked out. But I mean, I understand. I mean, nobody here's equipped. I mean, people don't have snow chains. They don't have all the equipment to ice, de-ice everything, put salt and all the chemicals and stuff out. So, in fact, I only saw one truck today out there putting out de-icer, and that was on the. On 610 for all the overpasses. The only one I saw. And that's because I was at lunch. I saw it driving over with somebody behind it with the flashing sign saying go slow or whatever. But
yeah. So you've been driving around the city. I stayed in.
Well, when I got up this morning, nothing had happened yet. It was just cold.
It's just cold, yeah.
And when I was walking out the door to go to work, because I got a text from my boss at 6:30 this morning saying, you better have your butt at work.
Really?
They originally told us yesterday when we left, they sent out a message up. I said, hey, be prepared to stay by your phones and to answer the call in case things clear up. We'll come in between 10 and 12. Just be by your phone so we'll let you know. Mm-hmm. Well, this decision was made this morning to go ahead and tell everybody to come in. So he texted me at 6:30. So I just happened to wake up at 7:30. I was like, oops, I better get up and get to work. So,
Yeah. So people from Minnesota, I guess you're just laughing at how we were feeling right there.
But see, you don't understand. Peeps here do not know how to drive in ice and sleet and snow. And then you got all the women drivers. But that people act a fool around here. I don't know where they shouldn't be allowed to get their driver's license at Walmart. It might stop some of that, but just anybody can go in there and get one. And they just drive like fools around here. So
yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, how's your weekend?
Weekend's pretty busy. It's been Ed came over. My friend Ed. Ed owns a couple of stores in New Orleans, and
boutique stores.
So he came over because of the Halloween and Party Expo, and it was good. You were there.
We were there Saturday.
Yeah, we were temporarily. Employed by Panda Bear.
Panda Bear, yeah.
Panda Bear is a store there.
On
Bourbon Street.
In New Orleans.
In New Orleans.
So if you're in New Orleans for Mardi Gras, go visit Panda Bear and tell Big Ed that Bear Podcast sent you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So we were there with Ed and driving and walking around. And what is the theme that you noticed this year?
Well, since True Blood's probably wrapping up this year with their final season, they were marketing everything. They had the True Blood teeth and all the blood and all that kind of stuff. They had this whole True Blood licensing thing. And then I saw of course, vampires are always big for Halloween, but the True Blood stuff. And then I saw a lot of Marvel costumes that you usually don't see that they're pushing out there now since, I guess, Disney's bought them, that they're whoring everything out and marketing as much as they can with costumes, whatever. Yep. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, it's pretty good that.
That's just on like a tenth of the expo stuff. One tenth of it is like normal costume stuff. Maybe two tenths of it's like more like paper stuff, balloons, other kind of stuff that you use for especially boutique parties, Halloween party stores, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then I said this. The other 7/10 is all slut wear because me and Ed.
Skank wear.
Because Ed and I had this big conversation about.
Skank wear. I love it.
Why is there not more of a men's line for Halloween costumes and stuff? And basically because we won't buy the shit. I mean, most gay men go make their stuff.
Yeah, gay men make their stuff.
And most straight guys put on whatever their girlfriends buy them or just, go half-ass at it. Mm-hmm. So 90% of anything, like I guess most, just like in clothing, costumes are geared toward women, and most of it's the slutty stripper pole stuff that costumes and
When was it last year? Wear
stuff like that.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? They do feminized hero costumes,
mm-hmm.
like a Green Lantern costume for the women, or a Flash
female costume.
There is no women Flash. There are no women Flash. So they make one. So, you know, just to the feminized hero stuff. But yeah, it was interesting last year. But now, like you said, it's more True Blood stuff. They have they licensed it out. Yeah,
they licensed it out.
And you know what we missed? We missed the Face Off. We didn't get to see the Face Off. The Sci-Fi channel has this.
Well, I don't know. We never figured out if we could go over to that section.
I don't think we can. So yeah. We need tickets for that. But yeah, it was pretty fun. Ed came and we just... thank you, Ed, for giving us a chance. It's going to be in... It's a good thing we got to go because this is the last year to do it here in Houston. Because
if we go next year, we'll have to drive all the way to New Orleans for it. Yes.
The expo is going to be in New Orleans, so I might go to New Orleans now. And my partner Mike might be able to go this time.
I don't think Mike would enjoy that.
You don't think so? I enjoyed it. I mean, just seeing...
That's not enough Doug Filipinos walking around in costume for him.
Yeah, so. That's true. Anyway, so how about you, Ray?
Well, other than doing the expo with you Friday night, we had a surprise birthday for Robbie for his 45th birthday, which is a little over a week late, but we were on vacation the previous week and mm-hmm. just getting back and trying to get everybody's schedules lined up and stuff. But we had a surprise party for him. It worked out real well. Had almost 30 people there.
30 people.
So
we were at Cafe Adobe.
I took his Halloween costume and spent a few days working on it with the program that Wayne gave me that was for free that you can edit photos and cutting out all the crap about it and erasing the stuff that you didn't need to see so we could blow it up and put it on the cake.
Yeah.
And we put it on the cake so it like he was leaning on a stripper pole and we had candles that says 45, I can still work a pole. So.
Yeah, it was funny.
So, I thought it was cute. So he seemed to like it too. So we'll see.
Yeah. So we were there at Cafe Adobe near the theater, on Silver and I-10. Yeah.
And this is when the last ice storm hit was Friday.
Oh, yeah. It was Friday
that
night.
That morning.
Yeah.
Friday night, everything cleared up. So it was all good.
Yeah. It was great. I wasn't driving. So I was able to drink a couple of margaritas. Yay. Because I don't drive. I do not drink if I don't drive. I drove with Dave and Jason.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Dave and Jason. Ooh.
I didn't realize you'd come in there with them. So.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so that's what we did.
Yeah. Speaking of Dave.
Oh, that's Dave. That's right.
500th anniversary party is this coming Friday night. So if you watch this episode, if we get this episode out and you see it Wednesday or Thursday, come join us.
We'll be recording a few there. But, you know, it's going to be... It's just going to be a small party. I think we're expecting about 30 people there too, and we have we'll be serving food. I'll be making egg rolls and making some noodles. It's very Asian, and there will be barbecue. Mm. And the day is going to prepare some stuff. I think, and we have some booze. I'll probably bring some booze if I can, and then what we'll do is really just have people together. People who were on the show before will be there, and probably I'll. Play some audio and play some video that this was the first appearance of this guy here of Mark was talked about Chodes and this is where Christopher talked about this and that about Bear City. Yeah. So it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be like reminiscing for the past 8 years.
Yeah. And I saw some messages come through about people wanting to come to the party.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So Jason, I got a message from Jason. Yeah. We're waiting. We'll get to meet him in the at the party. He's coming, so he's planning to go.
So if you make it, message us at show@bearpodcast.com and we'll get you that info so you can come to the party if you're in town. Is this Friday, January 31st.
Yeah, I'll try to get this show out really early. Okay, so before we go on, we would like to dedicate this episode to the memory of Jimmy Carper. He is actually the host and producer of the long-running After Hours program on KPFT. 90.1 FM here in Houston. Yeah, so he died just after midnight Monday, last night. And according to his longtime friend Judy Reeves, he turned 66, quite young, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh, yeah, he turns 66 years old earlier this month and was being cared for at the Omega House in Montrose. So, if you don't know, After Hours is a queer variety show that focuses on various issues and groups, including lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgendered history, teens, fundraising, education, news, gossip, and music. And it runs at every 3 a.m. on Sundays, midnight to 3 a.m. on Sundays. And this weekend will be a tribute to Jimmy Carper. So his last appearance on that radio show was January 12th.
Yeah.
And he passed last night. Today's Tuesday, and he passed last night. So.
And I think they podcast that show, so you can go to the station website and listen to it.
Yeah, you can listen to the show. It's recorded. They have a can download the episode. So
and if any of y'all ever came to Lua, you probably met Jimmy Carper at some point.
Yeah, I remember him. He was a judge on our toga. Was it a toga party in Bear Watch?
Toga party.
It's a toga themed Bear Watch. Yeah, so he was one of the judges.
Yes,
it was pretty fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so condolences to his family, which is family and friends,
and all the people here in Houston.
And all the people in
Houston, because he's pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, so. He is everywhere. Okay, so moving on.
So did you see watch the Grammys? Because I totally forgot they were on Sunday.
Yeah, I heard about it, but I didn't care much. But then I felt like I should have watched. It would have been more powerful for me, I guess.
Well, I wish we wanted to watch it, and we just totally spaced out and forgot about it. So, And we went and looked to see if they were rebroadcasting it at any time or had it on one of the other shows, and they don't. So if you miss it, you miss it. So
actually, they do have someone. Of course, somebody had to put it on YouTube, so I got to watch that. So I watched the Macklemore. So there's an article here, a brief summary. If you didn't watch and you haven't seen the YouTube videos, whatever. So he's pretty much a short clip about that. So Macklemore and Madonna perform Same Love. Same Love is the song of the year, I think. As 33 couples wed live on air. At the Grammys. So Macklemore and Ryan Lewis, Same Love anthem became the theme song for 33 newlyweds during the 56th Grammy Awards on Sunday night. So the gay and straight weddings were officiated by Queen Latifah, while the hit song about equality was performed by the rap duo with Madonna hitting the stage with them, along with Mary Lambert and jazz artist Trombone Shorty. So this song is not a love song for some of us, but for all of us, said Latifah, as she introduced the special segment. The mass of couples exchanged rings at the same time as the singer pronounced them wed while Madonna emerged to sing Open Your Heart. And she was using a cane on stage. So it's kind of weird.
Hurt. Maybe because she came out as a lesbian, she got hurt.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No. Probably some injury or something. She probably did.
Yeah, so Queen Latifah, at some point, he was deputized by the Los Angeles County to officiate the mass nuptials, just like Ray was when he did it on My Wedding. Yeah, yeah, so she was the solemnizer, I guess. Yeah. Okay, so...
Not to be confused with a sodomizer.
Yeah, not to be. Oh, you know, she's not a sodomizer.
Have you seen some of the fall? Well, there's been some fallout, but I haven't seen anything major. I mean, some of the religious groups finally fired back today about it. Apparently, I'm trying to remember the name of the Christian singer that got up and left.
Oh, really?
The Grammys, and she said that her leaving early was planned.
Oh, okay.
But she posted on her Twitter thing. It says. Blah, blah, blah. She didn't say anything against gays, but she said, she said, all my fans know where my faith is. So she was like, I don't agree with it, so I left. Which is fine. She has a right to her opinion, so it's a free country.
It's a good thing she left then.
Yeah. Adios, baby.
Yeah, and it's good. I mean, I saw the video on YouTube, and wow, it is pretty powerful, watching all these couples. It was really fast, fast-paced.
Boom, well, of course. Boom. I mean, they had time.
Yeah.
And then Trent Reznor got pissed off because they – cut most of it, Queens of the Stone Age, I think, that was closing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was, and they ended the show, and they were halfway through their set, and they didn't let them know that they were ending the show early because they'd ran over time. Because they had to get Hilton commercials and some other commercials in there before the end of the show. because it paid for ads. So.
Oh, well, that's sad.
But there's a big article about Trent Reznor since you know him from New Orleans. So.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've seen him before. Yeah. Anyway, so the, like I said, it was fast paced, the wedding. And of course, Queen Latifah said, exchange rings. No, okay, now I pronounce you, you're married. So it was really quick. I mean, in a matter of 15 seconds, they got married.
Yeah.
So I guess they did their own vows right before that or something, maybe.
Now my question is, how far ahead, I mean, somebody had to know about it, but was it completely planned and did everybody know what was going on? Or is one of those last minute things, let's stick it in there to them.
I'm sure they planned it. So. They're going to have to because the couples had to wear really nice clothes.
Well, I mean, you can get.
I guess you can do that, but. Yeah, it was good. But it's a big mix. They're straight, interracial, lesbian, and gays. And it's a big, big mix of everyone. 33 or 34 couples. 33 couples, yeah. So it was good.
I'll check it out on YouTube because I didn't have a chance to watch it yet. So.
Okay.
Some of us have to work. And actually had to get up and go to work and do stuff.
Okay, so let's move on. Before we go to our Gay Geek and Bizarre. We have an event. Actually, it's going to be, I heard this is the first one. It's called the International Bear Convergence in Palm Springs. You know, in California, they don't have much bear runs now, I think, because the IBR fell through. And
actually,
they tried
something. I think I had the t-shirt to this.
Really? International Bear Convergence?
Yeah, I think that the guy that was heading this up was friends with Robbie, and we met him when we were at TBRU because he was promoting it in TBRU last year. He gave Robbie a t-shirt, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because I think Robbie's worn the t-shirt.
Okay, so International Bear Convergence, IBC. So the newest winter event of its kind premieres in Palm Springs, California, on President's Day weekend, February 13 to 17, 2014. Hosted at the beautiful Renaissance Palm Springs Hotel, known for the famed White party.
Well, I gotta be so racist.
I know,
why
right?
Be a white party. Why can't be a colored party?
What about yellow party? Oh no, that's.
Oh no, they have those too. It's Palm Springs. There's a weekend.
Oh, Palm Springs, gross. Okay, so this 4-day week event features four pool parties. Ooh, four. Four pool parties around the Renaissance Hotel's expansive 24,000 square foot grand courtyard and 5,000 square foot heated pool. Party under palms, cabanas. In outdoor lounges with fire pits and bars, this desert resort will come to life with DJs.
Well, if it's a bunch of bears, it's going to be a desert resort. So
yeah, that's right. So yeah, just to go through this, the host hotel is the beautiful Renaissance Palm Springs.
Yeah,
$179 per night. Yeah, I guess that's normal pricing there. Rooms will sleep four guests. Oh, nice. Four guests comfortably and. And suites are also available with the choice of mountain or pool view rooms. Make your reservation early as the pool view rooms suites will go fast. So it's
and they're able to host 4,000 bears.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So that's like a good section of growler can be at this party.
That's right. So if you're here and you do a growler shout, all those 4,000 bears are going to see
that's it. Right.
Yeah, that's always good. Okay, so go to ibc-ps.com for more information on. International Bear Convergence.
I'll do the gay. Okay, oh, the gay, the geek, and bizarre. So I'm going to do the gay because I've been kind of quiet here today.
Okay.
Today, this week's gay is German Olympic team unveil rainbow uniforms but deny anti-gay law protests. There's been a bunch of coverage on Russia's anti-gay law ahead of the Sochi Winter Olympics with everyone anticipating boycotts and protests and probably bombings. And it looks like the Germans just fired the first shot across the bow. The German Olympic team just unveiled their rainbow-colored uniforms, and despite the German Olympic Sports Confederation saying that uniforms are not a protest, everyone knows it really is. Those Germans, they're so crazy. They're always into something.
Yes.
So, question. Should the U.S. Olympic team do the same? I can already tell you the Olympic U.S. team is not doing the same because Ralph Lauren did not design it that way. And I know this because I happened to be watching the morning news the other day, and the last Olympics – everybody had a cow because all the U.S. Olympic teams' uniforms were made in China.
Okay.
And Ralph Lauren swore this time that everything would be American made.
Okay.
And they actually did this whole story on where all the stuff was made, how it was made, who made it, and how many people that was employed to do the umpteen million thousands of costume uniforms they had to make for the U.S. Olympic team.
That'd be nice, though.
But their opening uniform, opening ceremony uniforms look very Ralph Lauren sweater-like.
Oh.
So.
But, you know, I think of all the places, of all the countries, USA should do it. Should have thought about this and planned it. Right? Don't you think so?
Well, it was probably too late. I mean, because this stuff gets planned way ahead of time.
Yeah, that's true.
So, and this kind of happened in the last 7 or 8 months, and it's probably way too expensive to change it. Mm-hmm. Where some teams, depending on what they were doing or starting, they could change it out pretty quick. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I wish they would do it though. But okay, if it's not the U.S., maybe the British would do it.
But too. We have openly gay people going on our team, like Billie Jean King, and who else was it? There's like two or three of them, and my mind just went blank. But I know Billie Jean King's going, the tennis person.
Brian Bertano?
Probably Brian Bertano. But I thought they also had an article on there that the mayor of, how do you say the city's name? Sochi said he doesn't believe they have any gay people there.
There's no gays in Sochi.
There's no gays in Sochi.
Right.
Right, girl.
It's the same thing that.
As much vodka as y'all drank over there, there's plenty of gays.
What's his name? Ahmadinejad in Iran.
Right, yeah.
He said that there are no gays in Iran.
Well, that's because they're all in Russia.
They're all in Russia. Yeah, so I don't know. I would, if I would have any say to it, I would encourage all countries to do the same thing. I mean, just have a rainbow colors.
I'm not as much worried right now about the gay thing as I am about people's safety with things being unstable over there and bombings.
You think there's going to be bombings
there? I think that something's going to go down over there and people are going to get hurt. That's my big scare. That's what I see. The head of the U.S. security team said that, yes, everybody that's going to the Olympics should be on high alert. But then he turned around and said, but I feel safe taking my family there. Mm-hmm. So, but, you know, it might not happen at an Olympic park, but there's – thousands of other venues outside that they can't canvass or police it. I mean, it could be like the party street in that town and somebody set off a car bomb or something. It caused all kind of devastation. There's many people there.
Well, that's always a threat whenever there's Olympics anyway.
Yeah. And did you see, I think it was a spoof article, but did you see where the Chinese team was being barred because one of them tested positive for gay?
Oh, really?
And they didn't want it to spread, so I thought it was pretty – I read some of it. I didn't get to read all of it because at first I thought it might be serious, and they didn't put the whole name in the article, and I thought, well, maybe one of them tested positive for HIV, and then they're banning them from participating in the Olympics because, you know, they do crazy shit like that. But it was like a spoof story on because one of them tested as gay, that the rest of them, the team got banned. So.
The whole team got banned.
So you're going to do our geek?
Okay, let's do the geek. This is something – might be important in the future if any of you guys have a Google Glass. So, ticket for driving in Google Glass dismissed. This happened last week. So, Southern California resident Cecilia Abadie appeared in San Diego traffic court on Thursday for speeding and for wearing Google Glass while driving. It is considered the first time someone has been cited for wearing the face-mounted technology while driving. So, Commissioner John Blair throughout both charges, stating that there wasn't enough evidence to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the Google Glass was turned on at the time. It is only illegal to wear the device while driving if it is operational. Yeah, so that's what happened. The cop was there saying that he said that it's on, but then there's no way to prove it. How do you know if it's on? Yeah. So, and the way you look at it, I just reading the whole article, it's not very much you're distracted. It's more additional information. So. And the way you're driving, you look up a little bit. You look up a little bit so you could see information. You can see whatever you're reading.
Well, here's the deal. I mean, a lot of people, like the guy from last week's story that got dragged out of the movie theater because they said he was recording the movie on his Google Glass, they were prescription glasses that had his Google device attached to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are they going to do? I mean, at some point, it's one of those things where technology is progressing faster than the laws know how to keep up. Mm-hmm. So, and I read an article today at lunch saying that in the fall, Google's getting ready to push the hell out of Google Glass.
Yeah.
I mean, they're going to flood the market with it.
You know, these things, these lawsuits or these tickets, these people getting pulled over because of Google Glass, it's really good for Google so they can have that more publicity about it, right? Yeah. Too. Okay, so
right. Oh yeah, I'm sure the marketing department's loving this.
Oh yeah,
all this advertising they get by it. So yeah, because any press, whether it be bad or good, it's good press. It's considered good press in some instances. In most instances. So
yeah. So what do you think, Ray? How about the future verdicts for future tickets in this one? Do you
well,
think-
how long before they get at the Google Glass so it interfaces with your car?
Well, usually you already have an interface from your phone to your navigation system.
Yeah, but what I mean, like, what if you're sitting there and it's giving, like, you driving your Google Glass cuts on and say, "Hey, there's a wreck ahead," and flashes an alternative route so you can see it, and not look at the dashboard while you're driving. You know, because usually you're driving, you're like looking at directions over here on the dashboard, trying to hold your phone and drive, and Google Glass can direct it right in your eyesight, and you can still see what's going on.
Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting to see how.
Yeah, but what about, do you think people will still be, more people will be pulled over because of this?
I don't know. It all depends on how they eventually approach the technology. Because one, you got to prove it's on and operational.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's right. That's right. So what I was actually getting with this is that if ever somebody gets ticketed because of this, the guy would just end up citing this case. Because it becomes a precedent to the, you know, if we can throw this case, because in this case, this guy who in California who had the same situation, there's no way to prove. And now.
But then it's going to turn out when the first accident happens because somebody was driving while their Google Glasses were on and got distracted, just like somebody is driving and texting at the same time. Same criteria type thing. So it's just got to happen before they decide what they're going to do about it.
Okay, so any of you
because
guys...
Because it all comes back to good judgment.
Yeah, that's true.
Which is 90% of the problem with the world. They don't have good judgment.
Mm-hmm. Especially if you're drinking, maybe.
That's right.
But then that's a different problem if you're drinking while you're driving, right? Okay.
Not only were you drinking and driving, you were under the influence, and you're getting out and masturbating and taking your clothes off in public.
While putting on makeup. Yeah. Okay, let's go with the bizarre.
Bizarre.
Right? Okay. Have you seen Her?
Well, I read this article earlier today.
Uh-huh.
I have not seen Her, but I heard it was very good.
It's very good.
People have seen it.
Yeah.
So, and this is just leading, and I thought the article was kind of funny, talking about Her was eventually going to be a documentary of the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, thousands of Japanese men have a virtual girlfriend named Riniko.
Rinko.
Oh, is it Rinko?
Rinko.
Mm-hmm. First, there were sex dolls. Then there were love pillows. Now the latest inanimate object to capture the hearts of the Japanese bachelor population is Rinko, the star of Love Plus, a video game that simulates the experience of being in a relationship.
That's
now, see,
pathetic.
This whole concept first is, it's like a gigapet. It's not real.
Or Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi
ones.
Yeah, what's things that you have to feed it and you have to do all this stuff. Just because you do it don't mean you actually have a pet.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't give you solace and stuff. But anyway.
Well, for some people it does.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Providing that Her is basically a few Google patents away from becoming a documentary, Nintendo DS game allows players to form relationships with one or all so they can be in a polyamorous relationship.
Polyamorous, yeah.
Of Love Plus Three Girlfriends. Wait a minute. They don't have any boyfriends on there?
No, not yet. I guess it's just for guys having these girlfriends.
I guess it's for straight peeps or lesbians.
Or lesbians, maybe. Oh, yeah.
Or Nico, Nini, and Manaka?
Manaka.
According to a detailed write-up of the game in the Huffington Post, Love Plus has garnered a devoted following worldwide, mostly among shy or inexperienced men who use the game as a training ground for relationship.
That's really sad.
Well, let me tell you this. I will tell you from experience, nothing prepares you for a real relationship.
No.
The best thing is it's hit and miss at most things, and you figure your way out of it. And if it doesn't work out, the next one, you try not to make the same mistakes and hope you can do better and get further.
And you cannot just do that with simulations.
And you just can't hit restart, because if you restart, there would be a lot more relationships that were together. So.
Mm-hmm.
You have always this warmth and smile and happiness available at the touch of your fingers. Philip Galbraith, an anthropologist studying Japanese culture, says of the game, it's kind of relationship that is instantly rewarding and it is always giving. There's no true relationship really is. Nope. You don't have to give much to the game, and it gives to you every time you turn on the machine, which is nothing like a real relationship.
Nothing like a real relationship.
Real relationships take work and effort.
Yeah.
So, created in 2009 by Tokyo-based gaming company, Love Plus is set at a high school in a fictional Japanese city. So now it's underage teenage.
It's underage now. So.
Players assume the role of a teenage boy, courting one of the three girls he meets at school. So I wonder if a player can become one of the girls and act like they're somebody's girlfriend.
Yeah, probably. So. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or Nico, a player favorite, Nini or Magnika, players earn boyfriend points by helping their girlfriends with their homework or buying them fabulous presents. Now, that is kind of lifelike.
Yeah, they have on their badges. Birthdays
or taking them on vacation, both virtual and in real life. Mm-hmm. There have been three editions of the game. A fourth one comes out in January, which have sold more than 600,000 copies worldwide. An impressive but not staggering number. Still, Love Plus seems to yield real therapeutic benefits for its users.
Really?
One female gamer with Asperger's quoted in the piece as saying she views her three-year relationship with Nika as an opportunity to hone her social skills.
Really?
So the question is, if this was available in the USA, would it be a hit? And how about for gay guys? If you could have a gay mate.
That's right. Okay, for the first question, if this is available in the US, I think it would work. Because there are some people who are shy and they want.
People have virtual marriages in World of Warcraft and Final Fantasy. So
it would be even better if you have a her situation with her. If you guys haven't watched her,
it's almost like Cherry 2000.
Yeah,
she's the perfect android for any man.
If you guys haven't watched her, it's all about a guy having this love affair with an operating system, talking to machine, and it's very lifelike. It's
not Windows based.
It's not Windows-based.
Because it actually works out for
him. Yeah. But there was a part in there that it hanged. If you guys watched her.
There's always something hanging up in a relationship.
Yeah. So, in the U.S. So, to answer the question, I think it would be a hit in the U.S. Not necessarily that I would go for it. I won't do it.
There's a bear version. He'd be like, you're playing every
day. Oh, my God. It was a bear version. Okay. Let's go to that now. The question is, what if it's for gay guys? If you have a... you know, like Mark, Rick, and Steve.
Mark, Rick, and Steve.
You have those virtual boyfriends, yeah. Mark, Rick, and Steve. And yeah. But
that's the whole thing. Gay guys are so picky. You'd have to be able to pick out their eye color, their hair color, their body type, how big or small their penises was.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be AOL inches,
their bottom
right?
or top, blah, blah, blah. You know, it'd be all this extra stuff you'd have to provide. So.
That's right. And, you know, profile, are you a chaser? What are you into? So it's going
to
be
easier
like
to be on Growler doing a bear run and hooking up, you know.
Oh, you know what? This should be something that the Scruff, Growler, and Grindr would do. They should have an AI answering to their text messages, you know, a hot bear picture. And then they talk to them, but it's actually...
Woof, you're hot.
You're hot. They do that already now anyway, yeah. Right? Anyway, so what do you guys think? Will it be a hit for gay guys if you think this would work? I don't know. I think people would go for it secretly. Do you think it's embarrassing
I think it's a Japanese culture thing.
Okay.
That's why it's more prevalent over there.
Okay.
Than it would be here. Not that there aren't shy people here and that could probably use something like this to help them become more extroverted or something or being more confident about themselves. But I think it's more of a cultural thing there.
So you're
than it is here.
So you're
because they have the whole thing
here.
Over there where they have rent-a-girlfriends, where they have females that they can go talk to and confide in and stuff that we did an article about a couple months ago.
Oh, that's right. I remember now. They even...
So this is just the poor boy's version of that.
It's like a bigger kind of Tamagotchi, yeah. You know, a human, more human. But I know what you're talking about. I remember before you pay a girl so you could cuddle just for hugging.
Yeah.
You could pay someone just to lie on their lap, I think it costs about $40 equivalent, and then you just lie in their lap for an hour. You pay them $40, I think. That's in Japan. Yeah, I heard about that article before. But yeah, it's a good way to make money. But anyway, going back to this, you think, so.
Well, here's the deal. There was a Twilight show that used to be on. I can't remember.
Twilight Zone?
Yeah, it was kind of like Twilight Zone, but I don't think it was Twilight Zone. But one of the things was this guy, the show started off, he walked in, his best friend came over and his family came over, and they were all virtual.
Oh, okay.
And he had this whole program run, so every night the friends would come over and they'd have a drink, and then they'd go out. Our two models would show up, and they'd hook up with them and blah, blah, blah. And the guy would go to his room, and they'd get in this thing, and it would simulate him having sex with the person. Mm-hmm. Make a long story short, the AI of the system became one of the females, fell in love with him, got virtually pregnant, and he didn't like the way things were going. So he tried to shut her off or stop her from doing what she was doing, and all the virtual people started ignoring him.
Oh.
And the whole thing was, at the very end, you find out he's in this bunker underground because World War III is happening. It's a nuclear waste above ground. And he's one of the few survivors. And he's there by himself. So he just ostracized his AI female companion, and she's pissed off and nobody else talks to him.
Oh, that's
because he had his parents virtually programmed in there, his best friend. He had a bunch of models that he scanned in from magazines so he could change the models out.
Oh.
I mean, they could only do the virtual sex thing so many times a week because of the power consumption it took and all this kind of stuff. But that's the next step up from this.
Interesting.
And I can't remember if it was
the newer.
Maybe it was The Dark Side or whatever that show that used to come on. But okay. Anybody my age will remember what it was.
Probably. But anyway, it's really almost like the holodeck.
Yeah. Sort of. Mm-hmm. But then I guess the next thing is like Lovebots.
Lovebots. Oh, they have that in Almost Human. Have you been watching Almost Human?
I got a bunch of episodes recorded. I haven't got
to watch it because there's one episode there about, they're called BangBots. So Almost Human is a TV show right now on Fox. I can't remember.
Yeah, I think it was.
It's on Fox. And it's by J.J. Abrams. He's the executive producer. And there's these robots who are almost human.
Oh, they're androids.
They're androids. And so. Yeah, there are these women who are called BangBots that you really pay the pimp, the virtual pimp.
Well, the episode I watched, you could go buy your own personal robot.
Yes.
Android.
Your Android.
Yeah. And they had all these different models and people standing, and they'd stand there and pose in the showroom. But they were for high-end people that could afford their own specific.
Yeah.
And they had men and women.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of weird. What if there's a big bear? I don't like that kind of virtual. I'm not sure if I...
Well, you also got to remember on Serenity, Firefly.
Uh-huh.
Remember, what's his name? Had a love bot. Mr. Universe.
Oh.
Remember in the movie where she's like, Mal, they kill me. And he married his love bot and all that kind of stuff. So.
Oh, God. It's been a long time. I haven't seen that. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on to our...
Other bizarre.
Okay.
You want to do this one? You want me to do it?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah. So, it's a video. After crashing into Crown Fried Chicken, a man strips and pleasures himself. On Monday morning... I guess it's yesterday. Monday morning at 10:30 a.m., a 34-year-old Pensauken in New Jersey. That's where Dave lives, right? And used to live.
A Pensauken, New Jersey man.
Pensauken. Oh, yeah. He's from Pensauken, New Jersey. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing it right. So he seemed to be feeling pretty good. According to police, he crashed his car into the Crown Fried Chicken at 5th and Lehigh in North Philadelphia, and then disrobed. Nice. Yeah. Pretty cute. It's got a cute butt. You look at the picture.
Well, I saw him picking at it.
Yeah, he was picking at his butt. An onlooker shot this video. This is a video that we're going to show here, which captures what the man does next. He was charged with a DUI. Why he wasn't charged with indecent exposure or public lewdness is anyone's guess. Yeah, he actually took down his pants and he was pleasuring himself and picking his butt. in public.
Maybe it was such a misdemeanor that they couldn't charge him with it.
Though the video is 100% clear. Yeah, you can see the video. I'll put the links on the website for that. As to the self-pressuring activity, the man who shot the video tells me, oh, he was definitely making himself feel happy. So, yeah, the video is pretty
well,
hot.
He looked happy.
He looked happy.
Especially when he turned around, cracked his butt up, and was digging his butthole.
Yeah.
Must have been pulling the condom out.
Yeah, maybe. Oh, maybe he's kind of cute. He's kind of chubby. He's playing around with his butt in public.
Question, what drugs are y'all people doing? I mean, if you ain't out getting naked and pleasuring yourself in public, then you're trying to eat somebody. Y'all need to quit doing this shit.
Oh, that's cute. Anyway, so yeah, those are our articles. Hope you guys enjoyed it. So before we end the show, we could do some shout outs. What are our shout outs right now? Oh, yeah. Okay. We got some emails actually. Yeah. From Jason. Jason says that he's gonna try to come to the party this coming Friday, and just reading part of his email. From what I can tell, your life seems to be guided by the things that make you happy, and I think that's part of what makes your podcast so great. Aw, thank you, Jason. So I would love to celebrate your 500th episode and finally just say thank you in person. So we'll see him. Hopefully, probably see him on Friday.
Yeah.
Also. Like to, I think I screwed up.
Uh-oh. Technical.
There. Oh, one more. Minnesota. Our friend from Minnesota.
Benny.
It's Benny.
Benny Hanna.
He sent an email also. So, yeah, I was kind of confused when I was listening to his voicemail. Because we played a voicemail from him. And he said, I looked confused or something.
That's easy to do with Maynard.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy for me to get confused. But yeah. Hope you're here. I wish you were here to celebrate our 500th episode with at Dave.
Instead of freezing up in Minnesota.
That's right. Well, it's freezing up here for us right now.
For him, it'd be sure. It'd be like spandex, Speedo weather. Speedo weather here. Yeah, same thing.
Same thing. Spandex or Speedo weather.
He'd be like, yeah, y'all call this cold? This ain't cold. It's 32, minus 32 degrees where I'm from.
He can do that, yeah. So. Okay, so anybody on your side, Ray?
Shout out to all the friends and family, Jimmy Carper. Robbie, hope you enjoyed your birthday. Thanks to everybody that came attending that. What else we got? There was something else. Oh, Big Ed for taking us to the Halloween Expo. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Ed.
And I think that's it.
Yeah. I'd like to thank also, of course, Dave. He's going to be hosting our party. And I'd like to remind any of you guys who are watching or listening to this one, that the party is going to be this coming Friday, January 31st, 7:30 p.m. Central at his place. I don't think we're going to stream any videos there. But we do plan to play some audio and video of our friends.
And we'll take some video from there. It'll be on next week's show.
We'll be taking some videos from there. So.
Yeah. Maybe Maynard to show you all what goes on in the hot tub.
Yeah, we'll show the hot tub of love.
Yeah.
Hot tub of love or hot tub of lust. I don't know. I don't know much, really. Okay, so I guess that's it. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a phone call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-2- Damn you, Dave. 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call, leave us a voice message, and we'll play it on the show.
I really should.
See, you should have never said his name.
I should just write it down next time here so you have the easy
I need a flashcard that I put here for every show. Maybe I need to tape it in my little box.
So. Yeah, that's right. And subscribe by iTunes, Vimeo, or YouTube. And you can catch this show on Bear Radio Network, the Roku Player, or on the Pride Player if you have it, and also on Stitcher Radio. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening, and we will catch you guys. The next episode of Bear Podcast. And Wolf some mini hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
I know.
Because he's fingering himself.
He's got to be gay. The way he twerks his butt.
Well, he's like, dude, and like stuck his finger like he's cleaning something out of his ass or opening it up. I don't know. Come here, come on. Okay.
503. I almost didn't get the number.
I know. Yeah, I think so. You're going to say 502 because it's at the bottom there.